Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Deputies searching for handcuffed suspect to escape Gillette Hospital. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County deputies are searching for 31-year-old Raymond Anguiano after he escaped custody late Sunday night. Anguiano had been arrested earlier that evening for interference and felony possession of a controlled substance, according to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds. The arrest stemmed from a stop attempt after deputies spotted him riding a bicycle without a headlamp. He tried to flee but crashed his bike and ran on foot. He was eventually found hiding under a vehicle on East 9th Street, where deputies discovered a syringe containing liquid meth. After his arrest, Anguiano told deputies he had ingested fentanyl. He was taken to the emergency room for evaluation before being booked into jail. While at the hospital, Anguiano asked to use the restroom, then bolted. Security footage captured him fleeing on foot, still in handcuffs. The handcuffs valued at $82 were also reported stolen. Deputies are now seeking warrants for escape from official detention, interference, use of a controlled substance, theft, and riding without a headlamp. Multiple wildfires sparked in Campbell County. Crews remain on alert. Fire crews were out in force on Monday as multiple wildfires flared up across Campbell County, with more than 30 firefighting resources deployed to the scenes. According to a Facebook post from the Campbell County Fire Department, the Rawhide East Pit Fire, estimated at 30 to 40 acres, remains active. Crews have established a fire line around the perimeter, but unburned fuel between the fire and the line continues to pose a threat. The PA Butte Fire burned an estimated 432 acres and was declared under control Monday evening at 6:45 p.m. The nearby Sleepy Hollow subdivision was taken off-site evacuation status. The Stone Fire at 23.7 acres and the Hoe Creek Fire at 309 acres were also brought under control with full fire lines around their perimeters. Firefighters remain on scene overnight to monitor all areas, keeping a close eye on hotspots and flare-ups. The Campbell County Fire Department extended its thanks to CCSO dispatch, sheriff's deputies, road and bridge crews, and local citizens who stepped up to help during the emergency. The Campbell County Fire Department urges caution amid the ongoing fire restrictions. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.